Coach, he knew it was going to be a tough day here today, facing a pretty good Colby team, a senior-heavy Colby team, but their pitching seemed to be too much for you guys today, especially in the second game.
Yeah, they pitched well in both games, and like I said, game two, a heck of a performance there by them. And yeah, they really had our number from off the mound, and we couldn't really get anything started in either game. You know, late in game seven, I was kind of thinking that might carry over, at the end of game two there in the seventh inning, thinking that might carry over into game two, and it didn't at all. That little bit of power we had at the end there, game one, it didn't carry over.
Well, in the first game, it was just more of a quick at-bats there. He was just throwing strikes, the right kid there for Colby. And at times, you guys were making some good contact, but they were just ground outs or some routine flyouts. Had a couple of hits there, but, I mean, 8 hits against him in the first game, I thought that was pretty good, considering he threw 80 pitches.
Yeah, no, he pitched extremely well as well. You know, there was a couple at-bats early. We weren't attacking there. We were hitting weak ground balls. You know, he wasn't throwing with a ton of velocity, but when you get that, you kind of got to sit back, keep your hands back, and, you know, and drive through the ball and not roll over to the infield.
Yeah, second game, you get the leadoff walk, and then your next 14 batters are retired in a row and couldn't get a hit there. And I know it's probably disappointment, a lot of strike three lookings there in that second game, but those are a lot of borderline pitches. Maybe they would have out of zone, but you know, it was a deep zone, and you just got to adjust to it.
Yeah, it didn't change from the first inning. No. It was what it was, and you do have to make those adjustments. And when you walk into that batter's box, know what you're looking for and what you're up against. The entire game is what you're competing against. So you can't go up there and think that that's not going to change.
You know, for the most part today, I thought it was kind of a struggle for your starting pitchers here today, and they were kind of behind in about every pitch for a lot of those pitch counts, and they did some good things. They got some good strikeouts, and, you know, Kevin Herman was kind of up and down today. He got 7 strikeouts but threw a lot of pitches to get those. And then, you know, I thought Easton Lord came in and pitched pretty good in both games.
Yeah, he did. You know, we struggled. Like I said, our starter struggled a little bit. Finding the zone early in counts and getting ahead of batters, and you know that led to some high pitch counts and not a lot of innings of work. And Easton did do a nice job, and you know he finished off the game pretty well. And you know defensively, you know we caught a lot of fly balls and we made quite a few plays. We had a couple indecisive plays that we weren't sure who was taking it, and a couple things there that weren't necessarily errors, but definitely mistakes to be made.
You're halfway through the season, 3-7 on the year, and I think this is a doubleheader today where you can probably learn a lot from with the senior that laden team like Colby.
Yeah, not just that they got a lot of seniors, they got a lot of juniors on their squad too. I think they maybe have 3 or 4 freshmen and sophomore out on their on this roster here. So, we got a week off now to kind of work on some things and get back to it on Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Midway through the season, is it kind of nice to have a week off here?
It is. You know, we got nothing major health-wise going on, but just a couple, you know, mid-season kind of nagging stuff and, you know, get our kids healthy and get them ready to go.
All right. Once again, Coach David Dirks here joining us here. Scott St. Louis is a couple of tough ones here today to Colby here. But, you know, the opportunity, you could possibly see them here at Regals here in a month, and that'd be a good thing because you probably want a couple of games there to face them.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Coach, thank you for the time. As always here, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.